When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
PJ Screen.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studios in the ATL is DJ Screen, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Shy Jones, and Big Homie Kodak. And it's time for another episode of Big Facts Friday.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? How everybody feeling? What's on everybody's mind on this beautiful day?
Feeling good.
Blessed. Everybody's blessed. Grateful. Yep. Anything on anybody's mind or heart? I'll be asking y'all that every week and y'all be.
You really do. Do you have anything on your
reclusive?
Mind?
I'm good.
Are you good?
I'm good.
So, yeah, are your chakras
aligned?
My chakras are aligned. Yes. How everything's you know? Good because I work them. I work on them.
You meditate?
Yes. I do. Bank does too now.
Why we can't? Oh, no, I'm going to say that for the episode. Go ahead.
All
right. I'm just thinking of some shit.
Say it. This is big facts.
Come on.
We just had a
come on.
How this can't be a dream and then we go to sleep is reality.
What?
That's a great question.
Hit him. You feel that?
I mean, shit, I feel in my dream.
Yeah, because you haven't been fucking in your dream. You feel it.
This nigga having a wet dream, bro. This ain't that type of show.
I told y'all. Yeah, man. His PTSD, I can tell you.
We ain't even made it a minute in. Now the kids can't watch.
Hey, God man. Damn, yeah.
Thanks,
they should be sleeping.
No, but y'all ain't never thought about that, though.
What? Like, what if right now is not really happening and we dreaming?
So how you know? Have you ever had a dream and then you woke up and you had a missed call from the person you dreamed about?
Yep.
That has not happened to me.
Have you ever thought about somebody and they start calling you?
That happens all the time.
Well, yeah, that's kind of, that could be coincidental.
How though? That should happen too often.
But it be people calling me that I ain't talked to in years.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That happens. Yeah.
That means your third eye is open.
Yeah.
I'm tapped in.
Tapped in.
Say less.
Yeah. I don't think that happens to people as much.
Y'all can catch that.
What about deja vu, though?
Deja vu is unexplainable.
Because I keep seeing shit that I seen
me
before.
Too. Me
the
too.
Same scenario, same conversation with the same people.
Mm.
How?
Tapped in.
Hmm.
You ever smelt some shit and took you back to a place you've been?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's what smells do.
I'm just trying to make sure I ain't got
no. No, you're not tripping.
No, it's sensory.
Or like if you hear a song, it'll bring you back all the way years ago and make you think of a certain moment.
I mean, that ain't really, but I don't think that's really nothing spectacular. That's just memory.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of some shit that made you?
Yeah. Nah, you're tweaking
though. No, real shit. I do, bro. I be thinking of like, I jump to myself.
Like what thought though?
I don't know.
It's like some scary shit?
It don't gotta be scary.
Regular shit. Like the shit be so much, the thought be so crazy to be like, damn.
Nah, okay. I see what you're saying, because I seen some shit like, it's gonna sound wild, but you know, like when you're cooking this shit, like and the drain get clogged up. I seen some shit online that said, would you sip this shit for $5 million? And it had a picture of a straw with in the water
of the drain
shit. We talking about the shit that make you jump.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
When the shit that make you jump. So every time I think about this shit, I just start like, ugh, that's so fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like something that make your
skin crawl.
Yeah, skin crawl so bad, be like, shit. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, it could be a thought too though.
Yeah. I mean, I do that if I like, well, that's not really a thought. If I see somebody throwing up, it makes me naturally do that. So is that like,
do you think of shit and you have to reject it?
All the time.
I think we do that all day long.
What you mean?
Like bad thoughts you don't want to think about.
There's any kind like of stupid period.
Shit. It could be stupid shit or real shit.
I tell myself, I mean, you tripping. What the fuck are you even thinking about that dumb ass shit for?
Like if I'm driving and I see like a hearse or something, then my mind then I have to just snap out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't even want to think about all that. Mm. You feel me?
Y'all think aliens here?
Hell yeah. Here on this planet. Yes.
Where they at?
So where all that multiverse shit coming from when they talking about?
He going from thought to thought.
Oh, go ahead. Let's go start the show, man. I'm just saying, like, all this shit.
They're trying to slowly transition us into that world.
No, but I'm saying everything that we have seen in movies come to pass, right?
Yeah.
Like all that pandemic shit, all that shit.
I'm saying, where are the aliens at, though?
It has been one.
Where the aliens?
They're probably amongst us in disguise.
Yeah, what if it's like really like
it's not gonna black. Be like the aliens you see in the movies with the fucking
big ass head,
two eyes, and the fucking that do that.
So one of us could be an alien.
Shaq could be an alien.
Yeah, it could be.
Big fact.
I think I am.
Bank could be the alien.
I hope I am.
I am screaming.
I want to be shit like y'all niggas. Jeez. Start it up, Screen.
Let's go, Jay. What are we doing today? What's the word of the day
is trauma. And trauma is any serious injury to the body, often resulting from violence or an accident, or an emotional wound leading to psychological injury. It could also possibly be an event that causes great distress.
That's heavy. So, are we talking about... Well, obviously, we're not talking about, like, physical trauma. So, we're talking about, both of them. But life trauma, emotional trauma, like, something like that.
Have y'all ever been, like, in a car accident? Like, and after the accident, you kind of start flinching up. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime, you think shit going wrong.
I've been in too many accidents. I've been in shootouts and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, traumatized from that shit. So anytime I hear a loud noise or anything, I'm looking around.
That's part of trauma, post-traumatic.
That shit be too close. Like, and I've been in too many situations where I escaped by a hair.
Yeah.
You think you'd be like, born in trauma? Yes. Born into trauma?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Or especially
when you think about like life circumstances, like, you know, if you're born into like parents that's like drug addicts or that type of nature, you're definitely born into trauma, because in that way, you're not going to have like the standard loving, caring family. You're going to be dealing with BS off the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely born into trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But can trauma.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Can trauma make you numb to trauma? I guess it's kind of, that's a conundrum.
Desensitize, yeah. Yeah, like, you can see so many times that, or the first time I saw someone shot, I was like, oh shit. Then by the fourth time, I'm like, damn.
It's normal. It's normalized.
I feel like as black people, we kind of, you get desensitized to it because either you living through it or you got to see it on TV. You see it on television. Mm-hmm. But I try not to watch any of these police killings that happen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen it already so many times. It's like, damn, it's like, we really shouldn't be exposed to this much trauma. Like, mm-hmm. people that live in some of these urban neighborhoods are seeing more death and damn near war than people that are actually going off to these other countries and fight.
But I don't think it's the trauma that we're exposed to. I think it's the violence and I can't think of the word I'm looking for right now, but the shit that we're being exposed to is causing the trauma. But what we're actually being exposed to is, I can't think of the word, but it's like, it's the violence and the like the negative shit, all the shit that goes along with
combination.
Like, yeah, the killings and the fucking shootings and the, you know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit. Like, yeah. That's what causes the trauma that we're experiencing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, or can you alleviate trauma? Like, can you get past therapy. Your traumatic experience?
Work through therapy. It in therapy.
Therapy, yeah. What's some other ways, though? I think we all kind of know, like, therapy, but what if you personally want to start to alleviate or heal your trauma? What's some shit that y'all might have done? Or
I feel like the only way that you can maybe start to alleviate the trauma is if you disconnect from the world. That's the only way.
Hmm.
Or find an outlet.
Find an outlet, disconnect from the world.
You just got to rig yourself up to me. You know what I'm saying?
When you say rig yourself up, what you mean?
Like, you got to literally make yourself not give a fuck about certain shit.
But if you already experienced
trauma, only live with you through your thoughts and triggers.
But it's like a recorded, like your mind records your life, right? So it's like recorded. It's recorded right here. So I see what you're saying. But
you got to program your own mind. It's just like a computer.
if you see some shit and it's traumatic, then.
But I feel like if you program yourself not to give a fuck about anything, then it's like the shit that you're supposed to give a fuck about, you're not going to give a fuck about.
I ain't say don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm saying don't give a fuck about what's already done happened. You can't put toothpaste back in the goddamn tube.
You saying don't go in the past.
It's already done.
I got you. I got you.
Don't cry over spilled milk, basically.
I think it's more so just being real with yourself. Like, when you go through certain things, like, at least for me, like, I feel like I've dealt with childhood trauma, right? And moving to Georgia, I felt like it was kind of like what Jay was saying. You disconnect, like, move yourself out the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first initially did that, I felt like it didn't solve any of those problems. I had to start being real with myself. Why do you act like this?
Exactly.
What makes you kick? And then you be real with yourself and you realize, exactly. Like, oh, this came from back in the day when auntie, blah, 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 and all that.
Accountability.
You be real with yourself. Exactly. So when you have those triggers happen, you realize, like, damn, Bank just said that, but that ain't really why I'm ticking like this. Exactly. It's because of back in the day is why I'm ticking like this.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you got to program yourself not to even give a fuck about what happened because it already happened.
Yeah.
To me, people use their trauma as excuses to be some bullshit.
Mm. Mm. I agree.
Mm. I went through this. What that mean? Look at all the shit these folk go through with these miracle stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That shit probably is going to make you strong or weak.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's a part of taking accountability too, because it's easy to blame your failures on other people. But when you got to look in the mirror and say, damn, I'm really not shit because I'm not shit. You know, a lot of people can't face that monster.
And people be traumatized about different shit. Like, the shit I be hearing people like, they can't go on because of this. I be like, that ain't shit.
Yeah.
I wish those was my problems.
Because
my mom wasn't there. What that mean? You grown now.
Mm.
But some people deal with trauma. Like, some people deal with different things.
Some people internalize trauma in different ways.
That's why I say different people, different shit for different people.
It can spread, though.
But somebody, like, for... Like, all of us, like, if you have your parents there, you're not going to be able to relate to somebody that ain't never had a parent there. No matter how we try to ship it, shape it, or form it, you're not going to be able to relate. So if somebody be like, I ain't shit because my mom wasn't there, but we all had our mom, we can't really relate until somebody that didn't have their mom can say, well, you probably had this, this, and this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you ain't had those same experiences, 9 times out of 10, it's kind of fucked up to tell somebody, like, that ain't really shit.
I was just saying, like,
But you speaking from your perspective. That's why you can say.
From my perspective, like, okay, some niggas could have a mama that they wish one day.
That's true, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So at the end of the day, like, he could have got abused by it. Like, you just got to... I feel like when you get in a certain position, and it's going to sound crazy, when you get... become an adult, you got to damn near try to forget certain shit, huh?
Yeah.
Or live past... What you going to do? You going to be stuck right there?
Don't hold on to it forever.
Sure. Yeah.
Don't hold on to it
forever. That causes you... What? It causes you more trauma.
Yeah,
because you think about that, though. What I'm saying, like, you got to reprogram your mind. You got to think that, okay, that shit was put there. That shit was only a test.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at everything bad that you went through as a test, because if you're still standing on your same 2 feet, that shit ain't break you.
But if you're the type of person that looks for an easy out, and you say, well, damn, I get to say I'm failing because of this something that somebody else did.
Excuse.
This excuse. Yeah. That's why I ain't shit.
But see, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that, because it's like, people that people that express their trauma, I don't necessarily always feel like it's always a situation where they're looking for an easy out or they're trying to use it as an excuse. A lot of people are so deeply affected by certain things that I don't want to say it's almost impossible for them to get past it, but it's harder than most. Mm-hmm. And because of other factors and other like certain situations, like their mental is affected in different ways and they might not be as strong as such and such or so and so over there to be able but to be able to move.
That's when you seek mm-hmm. help. If you see that this shit is affecting you to the point where you can't move on, that's when you seek help. If you just sitting here telling me, I'm not going to help you. Or you telling, I need this because I went through this. That means, that's to me, that becomes an excuse.
So what about the people who don't know how to get help? And I'm speaking to like younger people. I feel you on grown-ups, but what if a younger person just...
Y'all speaking,
speaking on grown folks. Okay.
Yeah, but if you're a child, shit, then it's up to your parents or whoever around you to get you help.
But
you
some grown people don't know how to get help, though. Just being real.
Like, most say, for instance, some abused women is getting abused, like, all the time, and they don't know how to... I don't know how to explain that because you know what I'm saying? But
they call the police.
Well,
that shit ain't that simple, Black.
How it ain't? No,
that shit ain't that simple.
It's some people that,
hey, that
some women that has gotten abused.
That shit ain't that simple. Yeah,
they'll try to call the police and then it doesn't go the way that they want it to go.
And then they have to go home
and you gotta get your ass beat because you didn't call the police.
And you don't have nowhere to go. You don't have nothing going on. You can't leave.
And then
the police
emotional
serious.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever.
But what is all that doing? When you saying all this, you can't do this, you can't do this, what's that?
Excuses.
That's all it is to me.
No, that's definitely an excuse.
Like anything you make up some reason why you can't do what you need to do, that's an excuse. Mm. No matter what you're trying to say. Because you can call, you can run away and be and sleep up under a bridge before you go get your ass whooped. You can. You're going to settle and make an excuse because you ain't got nowhere to stay?
No, it's not. It ain't even, but it's deeper. It's not even necessarily about.
I'm not a woman, so I can't
say.
I can't speak on that.
That's what I was saying.
All that shit leads back to an excuse.
I don't agree with that.
And everybody might not agree, but to me, it's an excuse because how many women that you have you seen kill that nigga?
Everyone.
Or whatever they gonna do, burn it bad or whatever. I'm not finna make an excuse why I'm finna let you just do me any kind of way.
Yeah, I see what you're saying because there's an out in every situation. It may not be a comfortable out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It may be a conundrum.
Yeah, it may be something where you're gonna have to struggle, but are you gonna choose this bad shit or this bad shit?
But it's not even about when you're speaking on domestic violence and like abuse and shit like that, it's not even about it being comfortable. It's not when I said not having anywhere to stay, I didn't even mean to throw that in there. It's more mental than anything.
For sure.
And the abuser has basically broken the abused down so low and so far so they feel like they don't have anything else or anywhere else to go or they can't call anybody or it's nothing else for them to do. So it's like, it's not about them just being able to like leave or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. It's like, okay, they in their mind believe that whatever this abuser nigga or the abuser or whatever is telling them is the gospel, is the God honest truth, and they don't have any other alternative.
But sometimes the person that's being abused didn't even have to be broke down by the abuser. Sometimes they came up in these negative
situations. That's easy to say, though.
I'm saying they came up in these negative situations where they mistake that abuse as love.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
I'm saying, I agree with you.
Circumstances.
I'm agreeing with you.
Y'all are saying the same thing, Jay. Jay read the book.
He just, I don't know, but.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but we could never, you know, we can never, we're not with
it. Because all circumstances are different.
I don't give a damn what I was. If a situation is uncomfortable, you have a choice to make it comfortable.
You have, as a human, you do have a choice.
So when you start, that's called settling. How you feel like, you must feel like you can't, I can understand motherfucking mind fuck you. That's true. But what are your friends telling you before they give up on you? What are your parents, whoever's in your life, I'm pretty sure they done said, well, you can come over here or whatever.
But a lot of times, just so you know, a lot of times people that's being abused, those people around them don't even know all that shit. They don't even know all that shit.
And they've been isolated from those people.
Yeah, you've been isolated. And if they do know, you already then went to back with them a few times to where it's like, you don't even want to go back and let them know, like, damn, what you said was right. So you in a fucked up situation. It's like being stuck between a rock and a hard place.
So what you did when you do that?
What you mean?
if you don't want to go back and tell your friends that, damn, you was right, what are you doing? You making an excuse for this nigga.
Enabling more trauma.
But
most of the time, that's how it, like, starts. It's like trauma, especially in abuse relationships, it don't really just be like, here. It'd be like more of a
gradual.
It
don't be like necessarily that you don't want to go back. Like, it's like a pride thing where you don't want to go back and tell them that they were right. It's already like you're already like in a deep state of depression. So it's like you just feel like it's just too much all the way together to even try to like deal with them and then deal with this nigga over here that's like abusing you or whatever. It's just like that shit just like from because I have people that are close to me that have gone through this shit and it's not as clean cut as it seems.
You think some people are so subconsciously kind of like addicted to trauma? Like they just, yes, like some people are addicted to drama. Some people are addicted, like they just, they think this is how it's supposed to be. Like I'm supposed to be traumatized. My whole life I've been traumatized this way or that way. So
like if he not beat my ass, he don't love me. That type of shit.
I don't think women really go into the whole, you got to beat my ass.
Some people do. I'm not saying majority, but some people do have that mindset.
Some do.
Or even if he don't give me strict restrictions, then he don't love me. If he let me do whatever I want.
But I think when women are like that, it all starts with like childhood trauma. They have some shit that they've been through as a child that's never been rectified. You feel what I'm saying? So now it just goes up with them. They say they need answers. About what?
Will I get big fat? Big fat. Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Mm. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. See, season one, we talk Nat Turner, Gladys Mae West. In season two, we talk brick plantations and talk how powerful black folk are. We saved Pepsi. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today in no trespassing signs, voter fraud, casual killing acts, and of course, powerful black men and women. And remember, it's a leap year. So we've got 29 episodes every day in February, starting February 1st. Make sure you listen to I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I didn't know.
When do Trump become an excuse, though?
If it's consistently...
Trauma becoming an excuse is situational.
I think if you just consistently, like, never try to do anything about it, like, okay, you was in your trauma, you got trauma in your 20s. Now in your 40s, going through the same trauma, and you ain't trying to do nothing about it. It ain't got to be that long, but you've accepted it. So now you're using it as an excuse. Well, my career never worked because...
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who are like, we're going to take domestic violence out of it because that's a touchy situation. But still, I still feel like if you want to leave, your ass will leave. That's just how I feel.
You're entitled to feel.
Yeah, that's
like
just
that.
How I feel. If you want to leave, you want to leave. Ain't nothing else. At the end of the day, you traumatizing yourself by letting yourself make an uncomfortable situation make you comfortable. That's just to me. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, they got to really be done fucked you up for you to think if you been, because some people don't be, you could, what you think is trauma to them may not be. Mm. They could, like you said, they could enjoy that shit.
Yeah, but you got some people that like, they stay in situations that ain't even for them. It's for like their family and shit. You got niggas that are like threatening their fucking whole family. So it's like, look,
that's still an excuse. Nigga, I'm finna go.
But you know that. But you see people die and get shot and killed off domestic violence every day. Sometimes you got people that know this nigga crazy.
You still dying slowly.
That's true.
You still dying slowly.
But some people rather them die slowly than me going to go put my family in this shit and you go do some shit to my family.
And y'all better get protected because of something. Nigga called 12. That was 911. That would pay tax for. Call them folk.
I mean, I agree.
I'm just saying, like, this just sounds like excuses to me, but it is what it is. Because I guess the way I think is nobody can force me to do nothing that I don't want to do. Nobody can force me to think the way that I don't want to think. So I'm going to never understand that. It don't matter. I know women that feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that same way.
I know women that's one shot, Charlie, boy, you can't even scream at me, but fuck you. Because I've been traumatized, screamed at by my mom and daddy. Like, boy, and they don't turn around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can either let trauma make you weaker or stronger.
I agree with that.
Supposed to make you stronger.
Make you stronger, for sure.
I think that's the purpose of it. Me personally, I think it's supposed to make you stronger. Because like you say, you hear all these great stories of people who came from trauma. More times than none, these people came from trauma. The best artists, the best actors, producers, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They come from trauma.
Yeah, but you know, like she said, everybody don't have strong enough mind, so that's when you gotta seek help.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think that people acting out in kind of the world we're in today and a lot of the stuff that's happening and so many different things that's happening is a result of trauma?
Like what?
Hell yeah.
Mass shootings.
Of course.
Shootings. Getting shot over a packet of mayonnaise. Getting shot over some cold French fries.
I don't really think that's trauma, though. Like,
but it can go both ways because it's a lot of sick people out here without help.
That's true.
There's a lot of sick people out here that's untreated.
How did they get?
That's true.
How did they get there?
Huh?
Was it trauma that led them there? That's what I'm getting at. Was it trauma that led them to be that sick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because like she's saying is, you can be broken. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can break you to the point of you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're thinking. That's true. That's absolutely true. But to me, you can't goddamn continuously go through something and not just check out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
I can go through some shit that affects me forever in my life, but I ain't finna keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like fool me once.
I got a choice, right?
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on me. Mm-hmm. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Well, like, rewire yourself. Like, if you know this woman beat on you, bruh. Or whatever she do. You gonna keep going back there for you do it? Cause you leaving the house. I see none of these folks got you chained to the bed. That's different. That's different. When them folks be having them folks in them dungeons and all that shit, that's different. Mm-hmm. But boy, you going around people, boy, I'm missing. You gotta find me. If that's trauma, I gotta go back home too. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's just you and your strong mind.
That's yeah, no, what he's saying, makes sense. He's
if you go back to him and let him keep doing what they doing to you.
He's speaking of life and choices, like. Everybody's enabled to, everybody can make their own choices. Not saying that there are not people that's not strong-willed that don't make the right choices, but he's saying that at the end of the day, you can take your kids and go to Wyoming if you want
how
to.
How the hell are you going to get there?
Well, what money?
Mega bucks.
I mean, the same.
Well, what money? Normally,
so you're speaking of somebody that's just dependent on the abuser? You're saying if you're 100%
dependent on their abuser?
If they aren't that's mentally in the place to be able to leave, one of the reasons and one of the factors that they aren't able to leave is because this person is their support system.
Dependent on the abuser. Yeah. That is a different situation. If they're financially dependent on the abuser.
So and they basically, don't know how to.
Because 9 times out of 10, if you're not financially or whatever dependent on this person, you have a strong enough mind to be able to try to lift yourself out of that situation. But if you don't, then you can't.
Do you think there's some type of weird.
So do that put you in the wrong too?
Giving somebody that much power?
I'm gonna ask.
I was just kind of trying to say that, like, is there a weird comfort in this situation? Like, are you comfortable in this situation in a weird way? Like, kind of like, well, this bad is happening, but at least I know there's a roof over my head. You see what I'm saying?
Like, but I think that comfortability comes from a place of kind of being stuck and stagnant in the situation. Like, It's not, there's no excuse for it, for allowing someone to have that much power over you. But whatever caused you to be in that situation, like, you know, certain different things happen, like, that cause people to get in situations like that. But at the end of the day, it's like, if you're a victim in a situation, true enough, like, there's no excuse for, again, you allowing to have that much power over you. But at the end of the day, like, we don't know what the factors were that led up or that caused that situation or that caused that person to be in the situation where that person had to have that much power over them.
It's unique situations each time.
But that's still, you still coming from an excuse place to me. If you're going to put yourself in a situation that you're uncomfortable with for your game, you wrong too. You just as wrong as the abuser.
I see what you're saying.
For receiving it and accepting it.
You just as wrong.
You damn near because
you're using them.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with them.
Because there are times where there are times.
No,
listen,
I'm just speaking from personal experience from the people that I know that have been in domestic situations. And it's not about that they didn't fuck with the person, like the nigga or whatever. They really love this nigga and they really care for this nigga and they really really gave their life up for this nigga or whatever. And he in turn chipped away, broke it down, isolated them, got them away from everybody, whatever. And then made them feel like, okay, like you're nothing without me. And then once he started, you're feeling like nothing without me or whatever. That's when, okay, like the depression set in. Like when they got isolated from everybody, they didn't feel like being around people because it was just so much shit going on. Then when they started getting like beat on and shit, they didn't want to go around anybody to let them see like the bruises and you know what I'm saying? All that shit. And it's just fucked up. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up, but you still making an excuse for this person to beat on you. Regardless of what y'all saying, you're still making an excuse. If you gonna hide the fact that somebody is abusing you, what are you doing?
So what you're saying is, and when the shit happened, it should just be out there. And that's like, just put it out there.
I'm saying a lot it of women, is what it is.
Because a lot of women, they don't want to put it out there for fear.
Worse happening.
Yeah, for fear.
Like, okay, he just smacked me this time. But if I go out there and let somebody see it, and then I have to explain to somebody what's going on, and then I have to tell them that this nigga smacked me, then this nigga might stomp me out the next time, or this nigga might kill me next time, or like anything.
What
like,
next time? If that ain't what you want, what next time?
If there was always a threat of him killing you, it don't matter what
happens.
Happens.
And this is
But again, like I said, it's easier to say when you're not in that situation.
What was it with Ike and Tina? Do you think for Tina Turner, I'm just speaking because we saw the documentary in the movie. Like, do you think that was her not being strong-willed? Do you think that was her comfortability with this is my record producer, the person that kind of moves my career and I need this career?
No, I think
it was her trying to save face for both of them.
I feel like excuse. Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I give you that.
She's making an excuse for you?
Most of the time when women are in a situation, it's like you don't want to admit that, like, yo, the person that I said I'm in love with is now beating my ass. It's embarrassing.
Right.
And on top of that, you don't want to go and say, like, let's say you did hit me, right? And you telling me you ain't going to never do that again. You don't want to go and tell Scream, and then now Scream got a beef with this man because I done told Scream that he done whooped my ass this one time, and it may have, I'm believing that it was just that one time. A lot of times women don't know that they're gonna get their ass beat again,
but
then again and again and again.
You gotta look at speaking even with the Ike and Tina shit.
That goes back to, that's still an excuse. You know what you got. You know what
didn't. But even with the Ike and Tina shit,
if a nigga punch you in your face, you know he will punch you in your face. So you got to nip that in the bud right there if you don't like that.
I mean, I agree. But I'm saying that no other way. No woman knows that it's going to happen.
Why you crazy? I'm going to get the fuck out around you.
But no woman knows that it's going to happen. When that first time it happens from somebody that you feel
when it happened,
you're not even going to know how to deal with it.
You're right, but when it happened the first time, should that not be a deal breaker?
That should definitely be a deal breaker.
That's what I'm saying. So after that, what are you doing?
But some people...
You're making an excuse.
Well, you let your heart shop, but your heart is now...
It don't matter what the underlying excuse is. It's still an excuse.
Let me say this for him. Just taking the Ike and Tina situation, for instance. Like, Ike got Tina when she was, what, 15?
Very, very young.
16?
Right.
He took her. He changed her life. In the beginning, he wasn't hitting her.
He's all she knew.
He wasn't beating on her. None of that shit. They did all of this shit. They made a career. They had kids. Then slowly but surely, it started turning for the worst. It wasn't like, okay, he just beat the fuck out of her the first time. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It started with a smack. You know what I'm saying? Then he, like, grabbed her hair or whatever. But every time, he apologized. So it's like, she was into this situation so deep. So every time this nigga apologized, okay, there was a piece of hope that, okay, maybe he was, like, serious and he's not gonna do this anymore.
Come on, Tina. You dealing with a nigga that snort pile and drank liquor. He snapping on everybody. He beating on all the band members and everything. How the fuck I'm gonna believe this ain't him tonight? Cause I'm believing.
And instead of taking love. That
apology, it's either ain't no such thing. Well, it's either deal breaker or not.
I'm just telling you, you gotta hit you for you to realize that's him.
I can understand that you love. Love will make you make excuses.
I agree with you on that.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all saying it's not excuses. Love making her make excuses.
Like, if I'm with a chick and she stabbed me once, I'm not going to stay around and get stabbed again. I don't care how much I think I love
her. Until my partner D, his homegirl threw goddamn grits on him. All up, bro. Leave that hoe alone, that hoe crazy. She stabbed him. When you said it to me, leave him alone, crazy. Now she done shot me in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. That bitch ain't nowhere to be found. He was making excuses. She was just mad, bro, throwing them grits on me. No, this bitch crazy, bro. Right or wrong? You can love a motherfucker so much till you traumatize your damn self, is all I'm saying.
Enable. I agree.
But you making excuses at the same time. If you ain't coming out like the other women, you see a lot of women, it be deal breaker. Boy, this nigga raised his voice at me. I'm not doing that. I'm not playing like that. And won't call you no more.
Block you.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's a person that's not making excuses for you. I don't give a fuck how mad you get. Don't do that. Hopefully I say it another woman, because you ain't finna holler at me no more. I'm not dealing with that.
That's a fucking level-minded person. Any level-minded person that, like, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, I'm not finna do that. Fuck you. I'm not finna do that. But there are people out there that aren't able to process that like that. And it may be an excuse. It may not be. Whatever, based upon whatever they've been through in their life. I can't say. But at the end of the day, it's once you're in that situation and once you're in it so deep, it's not that easy to just say, fuck it.
Yeah. And then you never know if she already dealt with previous trauma. So whatever he bringing, it's almost normalized.
I get exactly what y'all saying. Trust me. And I don't disagree. But what I'm saying is, I don't understand it. because everybody has a choice. At the end of the day, you saying, if a nigga take care of you, okay, this nigga broke your fuck, you ain't finna sleep up under the motherfucking bridge with him letting him beat on you. So what are you doing? You making an excuse.
There are some people that sleep under bridges that get abused.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm just saying. The normal, typical, they ain't doing that, bro.
If this is my brain just working. So if a hustler in the streets hustling, can they cold? They can cold turkey lead the game.
It's gonna be they hard, can,
but it's gonna come.
It's gonna be difficult. It's gonna be a process,
bro. You can wake up, bro. If you want to quit that shit, you can quit it.
But will it come with something?
What?
Anything? But you I don't
be
know.
For whatever.
You might owe somebody
when
some money.
Up
somebody
your mind
might
and say you gonna do something, bro. You can do it. That's just the bottom line. You can't make excuse. Well, I gotta do this because I gotta pay my bill. Hell, now I gotta figure out how I'm gonna pay my bill. I ain't fuck with streets no more. It's just what it is, bro. No matter what you're doing, you have a choice. We make choices out of being comfortable, bro.
You got to be prepared to stand on.
And that puts you in a trauma situation.
Sometimes that comfort. No, I said that earlier.
Yeah, comfort puts you in.
People get comfortable in kind of fucked up situations sometimes. Like, they're comfortable in fucked up situations. Like, that can be the case in the streets. That could be the case in an abusive relationship.
That's all I'm saying. So at the end of the day, if you really want to get the fuck away from around a nigga, no matter how many times he threatens you, no matter, because he already abusing you. What's worse than getting the fuck on? What? I'm gone.
What part does fear play in it, though?
All of it. Fear plays a huge part.
So we helping people, because the reality is there's some people that might be abused watching this. So if they're in fear, what would we tell them? And it's not that we're counselors or professionals. We're just talking.
Me, I feel like anytime I'm scared, what I'm going to do?
Is it run?
Yes. If I see a motherfucking bear in the woods, I'm going to run. Even though they talking about step back and, hey, bear, no. I'm running. That's just what, you know what I'm saying? That's just...
what you on.
Yeah, right? Like, if you see motherfuckers shooting, what's your first thing you finna do?
Duck.
Get low and run.
Right.
Well, so, I'm in a zigzag, but...
I'm just saying, whatever it is.
Dude.
Nigga, stop dropping road. If your ass on fire, they tell you stop dropping road. Then get up and run.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Use your defense mechanism.
Flight.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
It's not fight or flight. That's the flight syndrome.
Yeah, when are your... Like you say, defense mechanism nigga gonna kick in. So what you doing, you finding something about that shit you like and making an excuse.
I don't think it's that.
What is it then,
Shaq? Nobody likes being abused. Let's just put that out there.
I said you find something about the situation.
Nobody
like
the situation. Some people are in, like, for real. Like, everybody don't have a mindset that you have. Everybody don't have a mindset Jade and I have. Like, everybody don't have that.
I know that.
So, like, and everybody don't deal with their, like, trauma the same type of ways, neither.
Facts.
So what I'm saying is some people are really, really, really at their lowest point, especially, like, if you fall in love.
Y'all not get what I'm saying. Hold up. Let me say this, y'all. Y'all not get what I'm saying. Trust me. I know everybody is not having strong will, strong-minded. People are in certain situations because they feel like they're forced to be. Not because they are for it. They feel that way.
Yeah.
They feel like. So when you're feeling a certain type of way because when you're feeling weak, what are you doing? You're making an excuse for yourself to stay in that situation. I ain't saying it's right or wrong. I ain't saying that I ain't been in a situation that I don't want to be in. I ain't saying that I don't do things that I don't want to do. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I don't make excuses. What I'm saying is when you stand in a abusive situation or the streets because I need to pay my bills, that's an excuse.
I agree with that.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
Other options.
Yes.
When you got
agree.
Other options and you're doing something that you don't want to do, you're making an excuse
to
do
it. But even taking like a person that's in a deep depression, when you're down in that hole, you don't see those other options. Those other options aren't visible to you. And it takes a lot to pull yourself out of that hole.
I understand.
It takes more than a lot. It takes more than a little bit to pull yourself out of that hole. And when you're in that hole of depression or abuse or, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, it's like you're down there and you're looking up, but there's no light there because whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, it may be an excuse or whatever, but it's not always that simple.
Yeah, I know. I just say that. I ain't saying that it's simple, hard, or easy. I'm saying... At the end of the day, the bottom line to it, the diagnosis of it is an excuse.
The conclusion.
Because you always can change your mind.
And then
am I tripping? Yeah. Can you?
Even if you're depressed, can't you change your mind to be not? Have you seen people come out of depression?
Yeah.
Why did they come out of depression?
They went and got help.
Even if I'm sorry, niggas that don't go get help, how they come out of depression?
It's not just a click of a change your mind, Banks.
What else is it then, Sha?
Sometimes they die in those people.
I mean, they saying that sometimes it might take 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. Right. But you still had to change your mind.
You had to make a choice that I'm not going to be in this space no more.
That's all I'm saying.
Or if you got to making the choice to get help is a big part of that. Because some people just will be stuck in that shit.
Yeah.
I understand that it's an illness. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely.
An illness. Drug addiction is an illness too, also,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
But can't you make up your mind that I ain't smoking crack no more?
You can make people up your mind you about to change your life.
Yes.
People That's have done all it. I'm saying, bro.
People have done it.
Any nigga who say, goddamn, bro, this dope got me, bro, I just can't shake it. Okay, it's an illness, but that's not an excuse because you can't because we have seen people do it. Mm. That's all I'm saying. We've seen people come out of all these situations that everybody have been in.
And you also seen a whole bunch of people not be able to come out those situations alive.
True, because they're still making excuses.
No, some people tried to leave and still got killed and all that other stuff. So now what? Like, even domestic violence. You know what I mean? How many people tried to leave and end up getting killed? Because they left, they tried to leave? I'm just saying.
That's different.
So then that's what a lot of people fear. Like, when you're in those situations, you're not fearing that, oh, if I leave, I'm not going to be able to make it without this person. You're in fear of what this person may do by me attempting to leave. But that's most people when they're in these domestic violence relationships. But
they were kind of getting that, though, is like, if it comes to that, let's say your life comes to an end or whatever, something extreme, would you rather that be kind of like honorably
making
certain choices or kind of going out sad, like, damn, we wish...
I wish you could have tried.
Right. That's what
you're
saying.
But also, I feel like in a lot of those situations, if that's how it ended, I feel like it was always going to end like that. If you was with a killer, if he was going to kill you, if you tried to leave, regardless, you could have made his bologna sandwich wrong. He was going to kill you anyway. He was going to do that. That's how it was going to end.
You living dead, right?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
And it's fucked up to think about, but shit, that's how it was. Either you're going to live, either you're going to die living with this nigga, or you're going to die running.
I don't know. I think anybody that's dealing with domestic violence and trauma, just go seek help.
Please seek help.
Instead of sitting in the house saying, okay, because I'm in a comfortable situation, I ain't got nowhere else to go, I ain't this, I'm scared they ain't going to kill me, go get you some help.
Yeah, because they do.
And then hopefully you go get some help, they show you that it can be okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can make a different choice. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make an excuse for this nigga. You don't have to be scared of this nigga and let that be your excuse. You don't have to be comfortable in this. Okay, just because you got to leave this house, so what? I'm not being abused no more.
Yeah.
How many women y'all have seen up and leave everything? I don't care about nothing. I don't give a damn about nothing. I want a divorce. You can have everything. How many women y'all have seen do that?
A lot.
Because they choosing them.
Yeah. Yeah, but... there was a process. That's all I'm saying. There was a long process to get to that point to choose themselves.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Them facts. That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, when you got to start it. And starting it is a decision. Yeah. Right?
I agree.
Yeah. Starting the process is a decision.
Choice.
Once you ultimately make a decision, I get what y'all saying. When you get down and out in depression, you really can't even think clearly. True. But while you're there, you still thinking. Mm-hmm. I promise you, it's coming up in your head how I can get away. And I guarantee you, you don't thought of a good way to get away. You just didn't do it. Mm. Right or wrong?
No, you're right.
No, yeah, you may have a big fact right there.
Life is full of choices.
It's like a nigga locked in a cell 24 hours a day. All you doing, think about how you can squeeze out these bars. You might can't get out that motherfucker, but you still thinking about how you gonna get out that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You right.
I ain't trying to sound like the nigga who's saying like, okay, up and leave. Ooh, I understand it because I done seen all this shit you talking about too. I done seen that. But at the end of the day, it all boiled down to choices though. Regardless, how strong or how weak you is. Mm-hmm. What made you that weak?
Trauma.
But you going to continue to go through and make yourself worse?
No, that's the choice. That's the choice. Some people make the right choices like just... at the right time. You know certain people that was going to crash out or be fucked up if they didn't make that choice. Like that it's like a light bulb. We've all done it.
But y'all took it to another level with the domestic violence shit. I was basically talking about people making excuses why they can't come up or they ain't got no job or they ain't this or every time like niggas don't want to work, don't want to keep their job, it's because of this.
I don't think that's trauma. I think that that's just lazy. But you
got people that use that as an excuse.
They always got an excuse. Trauma. Well, trauma, my daddy wasn't there. Well, my mama wasn't there.
Nobody taught me how to be a man. Nobody taught me how to treat women. Right. Yeah. Nobody taught me. Bro, you using that shit as an excuse.
You know, that's definitely some niggas Some niggas use this line, nobody taught me how to love. Like, niggas really be telling women, like, nobody taught me how to love, and that's why I can't love
you. What be the content?
But that's a real thing, though. That's an excuse, but there's households without love. Yeah, that's definitely I know people, right.
Like, they don't know nothing about. That's true. They didn't come up like that. All they saw was domestic.
But how long are you going to use that as your excuse, though? Yeah,
you
got to in a
relationship with somebody else. You got to grow up and use your trauma, I think.
Cause wouldn't that like when if you saying like nobody taught me how to love, but you know how you would want to be loved, so you would know the feeling of love. So wouldn't you be able to like
it still be hard to trust love?
You might not know how you want
that's
to be loved.
It still be hard to trust love. That's what it
is. Yeah, you might not know how you want to be loved. The way you might want to be loved might be the trauma that's causing you to fucking not know.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think of it like that.
There you go.
I feel like that's like a dude that grew up without a father telling his kid what well, I ain't had no father, you know, so I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, you gotta learn how to do that shit.
Yeah.
Most niggas that I know that grew up without fathers, that have sons and have daughters and children, overcompensate for the fact that they didn't have fathers to try to make sure that their kids are in a better situation and a better better than how they were.
Yeah,
they kind of give them what they didn't have.
I think making an excuse and being embarrassed about your trauma or being traumatized ultimately leads to suicide and depression. That's why I feel like suicide comes from.
Say it one more time.
I feel like suicide comes from being embarrassed about your trauma. Mm. And trying to keep it a secret. Like your child saying, trying to keep a secret, trying to do this and
trying to make everything perfect.
In fear. In fear. And all
what other people may think about it.
Like it's basically an opinionate.
Giving a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically being opinionate. Okay, if you didn't give a fuck, then what would you do? I mean, if you didn't give a fuck about what people thought, what would you do?
You'll always be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be happy. I'm saying, if you was being traumatized
and you didn't give a fuck about everybody knowing and you weren't trying to keep this nigga face looking good or whatever, or keep the relationship, make it seem like it, or not making excuses, what would you do? Mm-hmm. If you didn't want to be traumatized.
Yeah.
You right.
So who really harming you? Is what I'm asking.
Yourself, in a sense.
Your mental.
Who really harming you? You.
You, yeah.
I think that's what it calls.
Because people only do demons to you what you allow them to do.
You're the controller of your destiny, for sure. And those choices are deep. There are circumstances, just like we always say, there's exceptions to every rule,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're ultimately responsible for your destiny and your choices.
That's all I'm saying, bro. If you want to leave, you'll leave. If you don't, you won't. You feel stuck, you're making an excuse. Because you never stuck. You just got to let your pride down. Go work anywhere. Go live anywhere.
Yeah. But again, like I said, like a lot of the times, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with pride. It's like a mental thing.
Fear.
Like, they've been...
She's saying almost like
they've been broken.
Pimp prostitutes.
She's saying they've been broken.
It's almost like pimp prostitutes.
They mental.
Man, all prostitutes I know want to sell pussy. I don't know what y'all talking about. Man, niggas ain't convincing me to sell pussy. They selling pussy because they what they want to do.
Okay.
Damn, I'm gonna sell this shit without a pimp. I just need you for protection. Mm. Like, let's be real. Mm. Every hoe that's a hoe wanted to be a hoe.
No.
Name one.
I don't
Unless
know.
Unless they got raped or something when they was kids.
A lot of them are.
Okay, but I'm saying the one that jumped off the porch, signed up, I want to be a hoe. How a nigga, what a nigga say? Ain't nobody told them to do that.
Yeah, touche. Mm. Yeah, I get you.
You think some of the prostitutes want to leave their pimp? That's the part that I'm talking about. They might want to leave their
pimp. They might be now.
Fear. Ain't no got pimp. The pimp shit over with, man. This shit on. They said it's on right now on the internet.
I'm using an example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're self-made.
To get another.
Damn. You said something there.
But the fact that they're jumping from pimp to pimp, isn't that
A mental
also
thing.
Also a mental thing.
Emotional trauma. Thing.
Trauma. How? This my job. What?
Manager to manager.
I wonder statistically, and we can't prove this stat.
Jay, get your man. Get your man, Jay.
I wonder statistically, we can't prove this fact if a woman, women who leave abusive relationships end up in other ones. We can't prove this fact. We don't have stats in front of us, but I just wonder, curious.
Women
more do than not. Yes.
More do than not.
Yes.
More do than not.
So that's a trait.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Oh no.
Because I believe they do until they find something different. Like, because a lot of times.
So she's gonna go from a one nigga who did her like this to the same nigga. So
when it
is, what she attracted?
No, I'm gonna tell you what it is. And I don't mean to cut you off. What it is okay, if she does get enough strength to leave this nigga, I'm just speaking from personal experience from the people that I know that have gotten into other bad situations. When they find enough strength to leave the first initial nigga, they still have things that they need to work on and things that they need to fix within themselves. And they still have those broken traits. And another, I don't want to say abuser nigga, but another nigga that's similar to her last nigga is going to pick up on those traits and, you know, bait her in, for lack of a better way to put it, in the beginning with the, you know, the caring and the, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. And then slowly but surely again, that whole cycle and that whole process is going to start over.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the conundrum and the dilemma. If she's able to find somebody that's not an abuser and that really wants to try to love her for real and try to help fix her, that's also going to be an uphill battle because she's not going to believe that this nigga's really trying to love her. Mm. So it's just going to be, it's fucked up all the way around because it's like, it's just fucked up all the way around. It's just fucked up all the way around. But shout out to the people that, you know, try to love people that have been broken or try to love people that have been traumatized and really like, love them and try to, I don't want to say nurse them back to health, but
mental health.
Try to, mm-hmm. you know, try to help them become better them people because that's a full-time job. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. See, season one, we talk Nat Turner, Gladys Mae West. In season two, we talk brick plantations and talk how powerful Black folk are. We saved Pepsi. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today in no trespassing signs, voter fraud, casual killing acts, and of course, powerful Black men and women. And remember, it's a leap year, so we've got 29 episodes every day in February, starting February 1st. Make sure you listen to I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I didn't know.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So in real life, do y'all think when you have been traumatized, it's smart to get into another relationship without seeking help?
No, not at all. No, but people do it all day.
I understand people do it all day. So
because a lot of times
causing this trauma to you?
Yourself. But your a lot choices. Of times they think that the other person can't help them. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people, if you finna get into another abusive relationship, right?
They don't know it's from the beginning.
But okay, you saying y'all don't know it's abusive. Okay, cool. But when I meet, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. When I meet you.
I
don't matter. When I see it, the first time I see it, what? You saying, oh, I'm in love now. I'm too far in? That's what y'all saying?
Yeah.
That's how that go?
That's normally how that goes when the trauma hits. Like when the abuse hits.
Okay, so how do people get divorced? Them folk be in love too, right?
Yeah.
And when a nigga do some simple shit, you can find a number. Some women, you can find a number in a nigga phone. She is out of there.
Some women.
Okay.
Some women.
And that comes from what? She had been cheated on.
She set a boundary.
She's seen the signal. She's out. She ran.
So if I'm in a relationship.
Not necessarily. That could just be.
Her.
But she know what she's not going for.
It might not have been anything she's been through prior to.
Okay, so, but that's what I'm just trying to understand. A person that already been traumatized, that was the worst experience for them, right?
Uh-huh.
In a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They go to another relationship.
And start seeing the same signs.
Not even seeing the same signs. When this dude raise his voice or do any type of thing, I don't give a fuck. Beginning, middle, end, you're going to see those traits. You're going to see. Even if it's not with me, I can see that, bro, you got a fucked up temper. Mm. While I'm dating you, I'm damn near see some of this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to trigger.
It is. That's exactly what's going to happen.
But what it could possibly trigger is the familiarity of what you're used to. And even though, again, it might not be right, that might be like something like, if he raises his voice and then apologizes, okay.
But that's what the last nigga just did.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is that even though that's what the last nigga did, and you know that you got out of that situation because you didn't like that, some people fall back into the same pattern. It's just like a crackhead.
So what
like
you doing?
Like they can get off crack point, and go to rehab that, and stop. I'm not trying to talk over
you. No, you're right. But when you doing that, what are you doing though?
What you saying? Making excuses? You're making a bad decision.
That's all I'm saying from the beginning. You still finna make an excuse for this nigga. Well, this a new nigga. He ain't hit me yet. But he just called me a bitch.
Or even beyond that, like, say you're dealing with something emotional, right? Like, you know somebody, they giving you ghosting tendencies. Like, I'm tired of bitches ghosting me and shit. Well, if...
Here we go with this PTSD, y'all.
Bro.
Here we go.
What are you talking about?
He got the real trauma. You need therapy, bro. You need help.
I probably do.
Bro,
I need to stop smoking hookah.
And you need to stop drinking whatever the fuck that is.
I don't know who is ghosting Yak, but please answer
this. I don't got ghosting in the past before. You know, we're going to have a moment of transparency. I don't got ghosting in the past before. So if I see a woman that I'm talking to in the future that's giving me them same signs, why the fuck I'm going to stick around? I know how that shit make me feel. So I'm going to leave you before you try to leave me.
But let me ask you this. Do y'all think that in situations like that, on the flip side, because I always play devil's advocate, do y'all think that PTSD from previous situations can sometimes cause people to jump the gun and miss out on things that would really make a bad choice that way too.
You can make a bad choice that way too.
I agree.
What you lose not on? That's just like me. I don't like crowds unless it's my crowd. Unless it's my event. So you barely see me at my friend's shit because I don't like crowd because I got PTSD. What can happen in a crowd out of my control? I'm not finna go to no shit just because niggas want me to go.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna be uncomfortable. My anxiety gonna be way up. Why the fuck I'm finna put myself in a situation where my anxiety gonna be high? Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. If I see this bitch do things that I don't like,
the signs are there.
It don't matter. I'm not finna try to look over it. See what people be thinking. They thinking they can love you out of being you.
Love you out of your trauma.
Yeah, love you out of being who you are. That's who you is. I need to get the fuck away from around you. Because I ain't doing them to put myself in a situation that I can't handle. Mm. Right?
Yeah. Good point.
Trauma can be avoided, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sometimes people like somebody so much that they like, damn, okay, I can get past that. You know what I'm saying? And they think they could change a little bit.
So like some 80-20 shit.
Yeah, like 80-20, like you.
Everybody ain't going to be perfect.
Exactly.
Maybe this is the best.
This is the part of him I can't really fuck with.
But then it seeps and becomes some shit.
But it's still a choice. I get you saying 80-20. But 80-20 is goddamn, this nigga goddamn come home late. Not traumatize me.
Right.
Yeah.
Certain shit's supposed to be deal breaker.
Deal breakers. Yeah.
Okay, this nigga take care of me, but he beat the fuck out of me. That don't even match.
It don't match. It don't weigh up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, certain shit don't even go together.
Yeah, I concur.
I get what y'all saying. Like, some people be broken down to their core. That's true. That's true. We done seen it in movies. We done seen it in real life. That's true. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, if you're not locked in, how them folk be locking them folks in them houses and what you call them, coats and all that shit.
Yeah.
You can get away. You can get a knife, anything.
So let me throw one last curveball. But what if, and there are circumstances, what if that trauma or those actions come so much deeper into the situation? Like, what if that abuse don't come till 10, 15 years later? What if that trait from that woman or the man or whatever don't come till 10, 15 years later? Y'all got a lot of kids. Y'all got a lot of synergy going on. And then you start to see, because sometimes the bullshit don't be month one or year one. It be 10, 15 years down the line.
Y'all seen that shit on Instagram, a 96-year-old man.
Yeah.
Found some love letter from his wife from 60 years ago. Bitch, bye.
Wait, what'd he do?
I'm gonna spend my last 10 days by myself.
Wait, what happened? Wait, talk about what?
A 90-some-year-old man.
It was a couple. The man was 96. The husband was 96. The wife was like 93 or something,
I think. They was moving in an apartment. He found some love letters from 60 years ago when she cheated on him.
And he kicked her out. She didn't necessarily cheat, I don't think. I think she just wrote
it. She came from a relationship. This came from a relationship. It was love letter from a prior relationship when she was cheating 60 years ago.
And he kicked her out.
He made a real divorce.
At 96?
Again, it depends with your morals and
that's all I would've
did the same shit.
I couldn't imagine.
I would've did the same shit.
At the end of the day, I ain't gonna be able to live. I don't give a damn if I'm gonna live 30 more minutes. I ain't, bitch, you finna know. Fuck you. Run around.
No, that's not bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. That's not bullshit. Because that's all marriages anyway. Because if you die and you married, she finna get your shit.
But I'm saying all that marriage.
Y'all both not married.
I'm saying marriage is paperwork.
Yes,
marriage is paperwork.
Yeah, we don't get no advice.
So if this nigga die. And why he hate her, she's still about to feel like, shit.
Girl, you did some shit, I don't even want you to have my name.
Right, I might not have you at the funeral.
I don't even want you nothing. Hey, move her plot.
You ain't finna get,
by mine.
You ain't finna get no more tax cuts off my shit, bitch. Bye, though.
What you stand on is what you stand on.
Some people might have thought about that shit six years ago. You was such a dick.
And that might be the wrong choice.
I might be tripping.
For sure, could have forgave
him. He could have forgave him. Me, I probably would have forgave him 6 years ago. Like, you were good. But you were good. I'm going to let you have it. You were good.
You got out.
But I ain't finna. I can see where he's coming from, though.
Because he probably was questioning her about this nigga. He probably got out.
She just got over him.
But it's the fact of how you look in my eyes for 60 years lying. Mm.
But you weren't asking her if she was cheating
it
all the time.
You were lying.
Here we go.
I ain't had to ask you, you were lying.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm not a cheater.
Because then it's that's like, what cheaters. Else have you lied about?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's these kids, man.
Maybe not.
Mm.
Damn.
All that shit coming to play.
Well, that's the answer to my 10, 15 year shit.
Did y'all see the one on Instagram where the guy was getting married and at his wedding, he showed the sex tape with the wife and the his brother?
Nice.
I saw like at their wedding, walking down the aisle, the tape start playing with 5 minutes of the wife having sex with his brother.
I'm not saying that just because a woman has been broken down and she appeared to be weak. I'm saying you can always find strength. That's all I'm saying. To any woman out there being mistreated, anything, if you want to leave, you can.
It's your choice.
It's your choice. Right?
To anybody, women.
Yeah, anybody that's in a situation, unless you locked up. Now you can't really change that. All you can do is change your mindset, start reading. Like a lot of niggas say when I go to jail, that's the best thing happened to me. Became free. But what I'm saying is if you're not confined and it's in your control, you can fix it. You always can fix it.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, that makes sense. Final words.
You saying you gonna let a motherfucker break you to the point to where you accepting it? That's basically what y'all saying, right?
Well, you can never live your best life because you're broken.
You accepting it because you making excuses for this nigga or this woman? Who that's on? Him or you?
I think the key word is fear. And you know, fear guides a lot of people. So
fear is stronger than love.
But the thing about it is you in fear every day. If you being traumatized, you don't know when this nigga gonna flip.
True now.
So you're already in fear every day.
It's like captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's worse.
It's like somebody kidnapping you. Like, shit, they gonna eventually kill you. That might be what they want to do. And they gonna kill you if you try to run away. What you gonna do? What decision you gonna make? You gonna stay in captivity or you gonna try to do?
Slavery.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of what Kanye said.
What was this?
It's like slavery. Them niggas who got them.
Well, they said slavery was a choice.
I can't say it was a. I can't say it was a choice, Kanye. But
I get what he was saying. I get what he was saying.
Do you want to live or die?
Yeah. Basically.
Is this situation worse enough that you have got them?
Are you gonna
trying to get away?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I feel like if you're being traumatized, it's worth risking everything to try to get away from it.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm saying.
And when people do say it's a choice, not all the choices are
that's
good.
That's basically what I'm saying. No matter what, depression, where you at, if this shit, because trauma, I looked that shit up. That shit got every negative word you can think go with trauma.
Mm.
So what's worse than that? Right?
You're saying it's the bottom.
You already at the bottom. What you fearing? To get away from it. To get away from it, what are you fearing? There should be no fear though.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to leave that situation, and you don't leave that situation, what are you doing? You're making an excuse. You gotta be. It don't matter because when you say "cause," that's an excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave because you can leave, right?
You're just not prepared to stand on what come with leaving.
Thank you.
Big Facts Friday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Words from Bank, words from Shy, words from...
I agree with you, bro.
It's my opinion that you're like a nigga just laying in his mama house at 40 years old, broke. You making every excuse in the world why you broke.
Damn, if my mama had got me this bike when I was in middle school, I would have named
it. It's just like a nigga having a rich homeboy. But he broke. His excuse is, this nigga ain't putting me on.
That shit happen a lot.
That's an excuse. Because you feel like a nigga owe you something. How a nigga owe you something? I got it. You can get it. What's stopping you? To me, even them niggas out there with the signs. I'm talking about, you had a nigga, they shirt all cut up and everything. We'll work for food. I'm poor. Give me something. Bro, that's an excuse you doing.
I be thinking that, too.
So you can go do anything. Now, the people with you can tell they got a mental illness or, like, they older or some shit. Yeah, I'll look out for them. But a willing and able nigga my age begging at the gas station, boy, get the fuck out my face,
nigga,
bro.
20 years old with a sign.
You making excuses, bro.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no... But now, if you got an illness, that's different.
Nah, we talking about able-bodied... Willing minds.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about a female with an illness, like a mental illness. That's different. I'm talking about a female that's doing all the same shit that everybody else is doing. She still go to the club. She still do this. She still do that. She still get her hair done. She still do all this. How the fuck is you that down and out that you can't get the fuck away from this nigga?
Everything else working right.
Fear. I'ma just keep saying fear.
Final words, Jay. What's your final words?
Fear. We gonna have to agree to disagree.
What's your final words?
I don't have no final words. I just
what fear? You in the club?
I just my final words are fear. Just like that shit figure. Just don't.
You the America.
You say it's circumstances. Sometimes it don't be that simple.
Threatening to kill your mama.
You but you do agree that.
Hey man, you going to jail? You kill my mama.
But you do agree that kill my mama. But mama dead.
Choices.
You killing me though.
Every individual makes their own choices.
Yeah.
So.
That's
what we But I guess y'all thinking it comes from a negative place.
No, we don't think hopefully this shit, from a negative
hopefully
space.
This shit makes somebody get up out the house and be like, man, fuck this nigga. I'm finna go. Quit making excuses for this nigga.
Hopefully. That's
what I'm saying. At the end of the day, that's the way you gotta look at it. If you look at it like that, if everybody look at it the way I'm saying, you making an excuse, what would they be in a better situation or worse?
Better.
But if they looking at it the way you saying, like, okay, she's broken down, that means you're not gonna try to fix it because you good. Right?
I won't say good. I won't say good. I would say they're not good. Like, they feel like they're not good enough.
They've been beaten into submission by whoever they're talking to. Yeah,
their
self-esteem
and their morale is so low. So, but I understand what you're saying and I understand what she's saying, too.
Just like a slave.
It's circumstances. But the core of it, outside of just domestic abuse and everything, the core of your life and your direction comes from your choices.
Yes.
It all I comes agree. From that.
We all have choices.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shout out E-40.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just know these niggas be making excuses why they ain't got no money or why they ain't don't nobody fuck with me. Don't nobody. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And women make excuses because of they nigga. Like, my nigga not giving me money, blah, 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 so I ain't where I need to be. The same shit.
Damn.
I can see you saying I got a glitch from the shit I've been through. That's a different. But you still got to pay your bills. Like, I wake up every day still dealing with my past trauma. But I still got to come in and do my job. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to lay around every day and just be like, shit, man, my grandma raised me. My daddy went to prison. My mama wasn't there. How long that shit going to last?
Oh, God. I agree.
How long that shit going to last?
But a lot of people just got to look themselves in the mirror and make that decision. Like, damn, you know what? I'm going to make a decision for me to make myself better, make my life better.
I can't speak for women, period. Trust me, because I don't know how they love or whatever. But I can speak to them and tell them, baby girl, you're making an excuse for this nigga. If that shit ain't right, get out of there. Whatever it takes.
But do you think sometimes people need a friend that's going to help tell them that, hey, man, you... Get off your ass. Come on, stop making excuses. Like, are you a real friend? Are you a real friend if you let your friend make excuses for themselves?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I lose a lot of friends, bro. Because I tell a nigga, bro, like my son, he just called me the other day on some music about his music shit. I'm like, bro, that's an excuse. Stop calling my phone. You saying you gotta go to the mall the day of your video shoot. That's an excuse. You've been on that video shoot for 2 weeks, right? You just being lazy. Just say you being lazy.
don't say, goddamn, I'm going to be late because of this. That's your excuse for being late. Yeah. That you were bullshitting. Yeah. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Big, I've been bullshitting. I got to go to the mall. That's just what it is. I can accept that. I can't accept. Reason why, man, I had to go to the mall. Bro, you been know about this shit 2-3 weeks.
But that's a level of accountability that other people, like a lot of people, haven't reached yet. I be telling myself, like, damn, instead of waiting to the morning to do some shit, if I got time now, I need to take care of this shit. Because if I wait until the morning, I'm probably not going to be able to do it. It's going to set my whole day back.
If y'all send me a time and say we got to be here at 11 o'clock, right? I'm going to be here at 10:30. I'm going to leave the house before time. I'm not going to set the time at 11 o'clock because I know that's going to make me late. Mm-hmm. I like to bullshit around. I like to come look at my laptop, call my wife, do whatever I need to do.
Facts.
To properly prep myself to do this shit.
Facts.
Instead of trying to get here on time, that's going to make me late.
See, I'm like that too, but I'll be the type of nigga. I'll be scrolling Twitter, be scrolling Instagram, and if we got to be somewhere at 11 o'clock, I'm in my mind, I'm saying, damn, I got to be there at 11 o'clock. Mind you, if I'm trying to be there at 11 o'clock, I'm going to get there at 11:30. So I need to be there. I need to tell myself, I need to be there at 10.
Every time you're trying to get somewhere, and you press it for time, but you're going to get caught in a red light. You're going to forget some. I forgot my book bag tomorrow. I had to turn all the way back around and get my book bag. Like, that's just how it goes, bro. Proper preparation is everything, right?
Right.
DJ Scream. What's
the saying, Scream?
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Nah, that's
PPP.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
PPP. The real PPP. The real PPP.
Shut up, baloney breath.
I don't know, man. I hope I ain't come off in this shit like goddamn.
No, but some people need to hear that, though.
But that shit is excuse to me. I don't give a fuck what you say. Snap out that shit. How much shit people go through? Man, you need to go to war and come back with real PTSD and got to goddamn adjust back to this world. Imagine nigga go to prison, seen all that bullshit come out, and still have to adjust to this world. Nigga ain't got, can't make no excuses. When you get right out, you got a whole family, you got a goddamn thief. Think the fuck wanna hear them excuses? I've been to jail for 16 years. What that mean? You get out, now you're trying to get back to these responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You got time to make no motherfucking excuses. Mm-hmm. You been to war, you shouldn't have went.
He right.
Triple. I'm just saying, that's just what it is. Man, the streets fucked me up. You shouldn't have went in the streets then, nigga.
You were made for the streets.
Facts.
Shit, you gotta snap out that shit. I know it's hard.
You crazy as hell.
No, I know it's hard, but you gotta snap out that shit, bro.
Or not. That's your other choice.
But when you don't blame nobody else. And no, when a nigga tell you, boy, that's excuse. Don't get in your feeling because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the situation because they putting themselves in the situation. I can see because at the end of the day, if you was trying to make it better, it wouldn't be as bad as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, go steal something. Do something.
Oh, Lord.
Do it. Man, do anything, bro. There's too much way to get money. Too many ways to do whatever, bro. Do something. That shit, make an excuse to be some bullshit then. Why I just, you know what I'm saying, make myself some bullshit. That's how niggas go to the streets too. Like, being fucked up, being broke, see the easy way, that still was a choice. Right?
Yeah.
This is the easy way, so I'm finna go out here and get it because I need it right now. But you gotta think, you're a kid. You still can go shoot these busted ass shoes. You can't give a fuck about what they talking about with these shoes. Because it's niggas that stayed down, same niggas that we looked at like, boy, you lame as hell, nerd, in school, whatever. These niggas stayed down and their path went right for them. So that little trauma we put them through by goddamn clowning on their shoes and woo-woo-woo, now these niggas laughing. Y'all niggas done been to jail, I ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas got different kind of trauma, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my shoe now, look at yours.
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
It was a choice that they made. I ain't going out there. I got plenty of friends like, bro, that shit. Look off the rip. The shit we were doing thought that was lame. That's lame. But we looking at you, you're a square. No, he just knew. He knew what he wanted. Yeah. I know it's going to take time. I got more patience than y'all niggas. Y'all in a rush to do nothing. So we cause our own trauma.
Big facts.
If we weren't born into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some niggas ain't got PTSD from gunshots. Some niggas ain't never heard gunshots in person.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
We put ourselves right there and then want to blame shit after that. Hell nah, nigga, you chose. That was your choice, bro. Deal with it.
I concur.
Facts on a Friday.
Facts on a Friday.
Triple W.
I just always said I ain't gonna sign up for nothing. I can't deal with the consequences of it. Once I sign up for it, whatever come with it, came with it.
Bro. That should be everybody.
Yeah. Whatever come with it, came with it. Nigga, I can take that shit with a smile. Mm-hmm. Just what it is, bro.
Yep.
Let's do it, Scrum.
www.bigfactspod.com. Follow us at Big Facts Pod and follow us at Big Facts Friday. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.